Well, good morning, everyone. It's once again great to be with you. And what a great time of life we're enjoying. And I do say that because God is with us and His joy is in our lives. And it's just awesome and so good to have relationship and friendship with you all. You know, in the Old Testament, it tells us that the sons of Issachar understood the times they were living in, and they knew what Israel should do. And I thought that's such a great thought for us here in this season of life, that we would be able to understand the times we're living in and be understanding of how we should live in the midst of it. We certainly live in an interesting time, but we've got to learn to understand this time that we're living in. You know, next Sunday, I want to encourage you to be online, because I want to give you some thoughts, my own thoughts, on this season we're living in. I kind of want to have a fireside chat, if I could put it that way, and just address some of the things. And so I think you'll find it interesting as I speak to you. But can I give you some signs of our times right now? You know, in a pizza shop, you got this slogan that was up on their window, 7 days without pizza makes 1 week. You know, there's a tire shop that said this, invite us to your next blowout. There was a door of a plastic surgeon's office, and this one I particularly like. It said, hello, can we pick your nose? At a towing company, it said, we don't charge an arm and a leg. We want your toes. In a non-smoking area, it said this, if we see smoking, we'll assume you're on fire and take appropriate action. There was a maternity room door, and it simply said, push, push, push. At an optometrist office, it says, if you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. On a fence, at a house, salesman, welcome. Dog food is expensive. Outside a muffler shop, no appointment necessary. We hear you coming. In a veterinarian's waiting room, be back in 5 minutes. Sit. Stay. In a front yard of a funeral home, drive carefully. We'll wait. And probably the last one, and this is for you, DT and JW. In a counselor's office, growing old is mandatory. Growing wise is optional. Or I like to put it this way. I saw an old man on one of those horses you put a coin in that kids ride, and it bounces. And this old guy's on there, and the caption underneath simply said, you know, growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. Anyway, these are some signs that have been up. And next week, I do want to talk to you about this season of life that we find ourselves in. On the church calendar, this is considered Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. You know, Pentecost is 50 days following the Passover. In Acts chapter 2, we read about how the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost was poured out upon us and upon the disciples and those gathered in the upper room and the witnesses that were gathered to experience this. And it was really Jesus' promise fulfilled that he promised in Acts chapter 1 when he told the disciples, you know, while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And so the day of Pentecost represents that time when Jesus' promise was fulfilled, and the disciples were literally filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were filled with power, and they became witnesses. Now, one thing I have tried over my years of pastoring, and especially in the months, you know, the last few months, I have been repetitive in a certain theme. And I'm going to be a little repetitive again today. But I need us to understand how important this is when it comes to having the Spirit of God fill our lives and to be baptized or filled or full of the Holy Spirit, and how imperative it is. You see, one of those things I've been repetitive about is that, as Jesus said to the disciples to wait, that our lives would be lives that learn how to and discipline ourselves to learn how to wait, to be still before God, to seek God with our whole heart and life. You see, waiting is countercultural to our world and to the culture of our life right now. But waiting is an amazing benefit to our lives. It has great worth. In a great sense, it's indispensable and it's irreplaceable. We have to have that discipline in our lives to receive all that God has for us. You see, in waiting, we have this opportunity. It's a privilege to embrace one of the greatest gifts that God has given us, and that gift is Himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, you remember in Romans 8, chapter 11, it says this: "But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you," that's the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, "if He dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." So if we have the Holy Spirit in our lives and He's being filled in our lives constantly, He gives life to us. It's life that is the same power at work in us that raised Jesus from the dead. And folks, that's something that God wants to give every one of us and have alive in every one of us, so that we have this power at work in us. And it's really important to remember that the Holy Spirit is not a force. He's not just a wind. He's the third person of the Trinity. He's God. And God Himself is personal, and His very presence fills us. So in Him, in the Spirit, we have relationship with God. That's how incredibly important it is to be filled with the Spirit. You see, Jesus, when He sent the Spirit, promised this, that the Holy Spirit would be our counselor, that He would be our wisdom, that He would be our comforter when we need comfort. He would be our helper. He would be our guide. He would lead us into all truth. He would be our teacher. He would be our provider. He would give us gifts to be able to live life in strength and in power and to be used and serve God fully. He would be the one who would be given to us to strengthen our prayer life, our relationship with God. And He is the one that would be given to us to have a power at work in our lives, to be victorious in our Christian faith, and to serve God as a witness. You know, Jesus told the disciples to wait. In John 15, if you remember, and I constantly quote this, is Jesus told us if we abide in Him, if we wait in Him, that we will have strength and power, but we can't do anything without Him. And that means that we can't do it without waiting. It's an important commodity in each of our lives. Why are we in such a hurry all the time? It seems like life just has this thing where we lack waiting because we have a fast-paced life, and often we overbook ourselves. We make ourselves overfull in our life. I like this quote I read this week. It says, "Our culture has become consumed with the need to have instant gratification. Everything we want or need at our fingertips the very second we need it. We don't want to have to wait for anything. Even 2 days shipping on something, we're excited about it, so it seems like it's an eternity till it gets to us. And the concept of having to wait is something we've almost entirely lost. And not only have we lost all patience, but when we discover that we have to wait for something, our minds almost see it as a punishment or a deep annoyance." And it's true. We've learned for fast food. We've learned for getting everything quickly. And yet the greatest treasure that we have in life is the ability to learn how to wait and to be still and to seek God with our whole heart so that God's Spirit continually fills us. Isaiah 40, you know, 28 to 31, "Have you not heard? Have you not heard? Have you not known? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know, did you hear those key phrases there? That God increases strength. That God renews strength. And how many of us in our lives as we carry on and we overdo our schedules and we over try to do too many things in our life, how many of us don't need God to continually renew our strength and to give us strength and increase it in our lives? Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him." Psalm 27:14 says this, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." You know, Psalm 135:6 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning." More than watchmen for the morning. If you could picture Israel in the Old Testament times, you know, and even in the New Testament there where they had their walled cities, and they would have at night because of marauding armies that would come against them, they'd have to watch out for this. So they would post guards on the wall, and the guards would have to watch into the dark, into the night. And they'd have to be so alert and intent because they had to make sure their eyes could adjust to the darkness and shadows and things that were moving. But until that light of day in the morning, they'd have to keep this amazing watch. And you know, the same for us, that we are called to focus ourselves on the Spirit of God, focus on the strength that God provides, to keep in tune with what we know we need from God and that we wait for him. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says this, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually." There is an ongoing, repeatable experience that we can gain from God's Spirit granting us the fullness of God's presence. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, "Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." It literally means being filled with the Spirit. It's an ongoing command that God accomplishes and we surrender to. That's God's desire for us, that we would be continually strengthened and refreshed and filled with his Spirit on a regular basis. You know, I often say to myself, you know, "Rich, you know, why are you chasing after all this stuff in life all the time? Why are you trying to do everything in your own strength? You know, why aren't you continually disciplining yourself, settling yourself down and being filled and seeking after God's Spirit?" And as Christians, God wants us to have the Spirit at work in our lives and that we continually seek to be filled. It's his way of saying to us and fulfilling that promise when Jesus said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." We know his promise is true because the Spirit of God lives within us and we are his temple. So it's a way of us looking and saying, you know what, we know God hasn't left us because he's given us his Spirit to live and reside within us. This is an amazing truth. And when we are filled and we abide and we seek after God, God brings such purpose and greatness to our life. I want to encourage us all that we would more consciously set aside, again, these times of waiting on God, that we would consciously, specifically ask God to fill us with his Spirit, and then we would just seek him. You know, this coming week, I want to encourage you, you know, let's not put off time to wait on God and to be renewed and strengthened in his Spirit and filled with his Spirit. Let's do that this week. Those of you that have practiced this and disciplined in this in your life, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because you found the strength, you found the ongoing victory in your life and purpose in your life because you know as you have waited on God and sought after God consistently, that God has kept his word and he has given you life and power. You know, I've talked this morning about the benefit of us waiting on God and the incredible effect it has in our life. But you know what? What's even more important is that our benefit that comes to us is has a purpose. It's always for and it's always about God. You see, the Holy Spirit in our lives is essential to the gospel advancing in this world. It's the great commission of our lives. And this season that we find ourselves in is a great opportunity for us to be witnesses for God and to understand the times and to make the most of every opportunity, because people will have questions about what's going on and people will be stirred up by God's Spirit to hunger and thirst and to wonder about life and eternity given the circumstance we all live in. You see, verse 8 of Acts chapter 1 said this: you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to all the ends of the earth. You see, God is going to fill us with power and we benefit from that power. But at the end of the day, what that power does is it creates an opportunity for our lives to matter, to be a witness, for God to use, to God bring the gospel story to our world that desperately needs it. It's a benefit to us, but it's an incredible purpose in our lives for the kingdom of God. An empowered life is an empowered witness for Jesus. Can I just sum it up, I guess, simply this way? Waiting on God has an incredible advantage for us because it's God's way of giving us the ability to live a life that's full of strength and power, and that he's going to use our lives to be a great witness for him. Let's pray. God, I just thank you today for your Spirit. And thank you, God, that your Spirit is with us. That, God, no matter what happens in life through the shifting of seasons and the coming and going of events, God, you are still the same God. And your power at work in our lives gives us the incredible ability to have life and life to the full. And so, God, we thank you for the benefit of your Spirit at work in our lives. We thank you, God, as we wait on you and we seek you, that you renew our strength, that, God, you fill us with this power to be a witness, and that, God, we just have this incredible strength and confidence in our life that you bring because of it. God, we appreciate your Spirit today, and we thank you for it. And I pray, God, that as people are listening today, and I pray even for myself, God, that we will take opportunity to continue to wait on you, to continue to seek you, God, to continue to have you, give you the opportunity, God, to fill us with your Spirit continually so that, God, we can be full of victory in our faith. And God, would you take our lives as you fill us with your Spirit, and God, would you use us to demonstrate to this world the love that you have for them. Help us to be light, God. Help us to be salt and flavor, God, of the kingdom to this world. I pray for every person that, God, you'll give them an amazing week. God, you will bless them. That, God, you will go before them. And, God, give us a spirit not of hurry, but a spirit of consistent strength in our lives. Bless each person. Bless each home. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, I hope today this has been an encouragement to you. You know, I when I preach, I have to preach to myself first before I even preach to you. So I commit myself this week to wait more for God, and I commit myself to be filled with the Spirit as God fills me. And I commit myself to continue to pray that you will be strengthened in your life. But God bless you. Give you an amazing week. And